صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on. Forgive me for everything I've done in the light, for everything I've done in the night that I thought wasn't wrong. But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side. Wrong in my life, and everything that wasn't right, going through life like a fool. Forgive me before the day comes when I die. I open up my eyes, now I'm trying to find, cause I've walked away, came back for you. Don't take me away, to you,
run to
and
you.
I'll never let you go. You're the one that makes me smile, and you know, standing in front of the perfect one.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursday. Today being the 26th of Sha'ban, 1446, corresponding to the 25th of February 2025. We got approximately 3 to 4 days until the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and you know, you can actually feel the essence of Ramadan setting in here at Markaz Sahaba Studios. Everyone is in the mode, in the spirit of the Ramadan feeling, alhamdulillah. It's such a beautiful feeling where you can feel, you know, everyone's calmness is coming in. You know, everyone's talking about the tilawat of the Quran, the durood and salawat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There'll be various topics. The schedule will be coming out very soon. It's just a matter of few changes, minor changes here and there. But inshallah, you will receive our Ramadan schedule. And it's a jam-packed schedule, Ramadan schedule, alhamdulillah. It's gone 10 minutes past 10 Central African time. You know, we always start our show by speaking to our brother, Alpha Simkosi, who will give us a rundown as to what is happening in and around the world and in our country. Brother Alpha, sir, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Suleiman. Thanks, man. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I hope you're in the good spirit.
No, all the time. Always,
man. That's
always
good, man, brother Alpha. Alpha, tell us what's on your show, what's going to be happening from 12 to 12:55.
Well, you know, Sule, yesterday the Premier of Gauteng, Panyaza, received the table his State of the Province address. So we are going to take reflections on Panyaza Lesufi's State of the Province address. We're speaking to Action SA just to hear their reflections, especially that the Premier has suggested that Tshwane Metro, the City of Joburg Metro, Ekurhuleni Metro, they need to be combined so that they be in a central place. So we take reflections on that. So just to check, how is this possible? But as Action SA, were there some deliverables from the SOBA by Panyaza Lesufi? And then we move on to, you know, that South Africa is in a bid to hold Elon Musk Starlink. So we're speaking to my broadband tech journalist to reflect on what does Starlink mean to South Africa, and will this, you know, temper more relations between South Africa and the United States of America. So we'll take reflections on that and what does it mean? And why is Starlink being halted? Why does government want to halt Starlink? And then later on, the last bit of the show, we put a spotlight on missing persons and kidnappings in this country, the scourge. You know, what causes that? How can we do away with these kidnappings and the missing persons? Especially missing persons, we've learned throughout the years that it's kind of more of young people that get missing. You know, what's behind that? So those are some of the reflections, dissections, and details and conversations that we're going to have.
No, that's very interesting, Brother Alpha, as you mentioned, with regards to kidnappings. And you hear a lot of kidnappings. And just recently, about 3 weeks ago, there was a girl in Port Elizabeth when she was on her way to school, a 9-year-old girl that got kidnapped. And alhamdulillah, she was released unharmed. So that's very important as to how we should take care of our kids and also be vigilant during this time.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't tell me that the law enforcement are not aware of this syndicate. It seems like there's a very serious syndicate that deals with these kidnappings in this country. Obviously, you know, demanding ransom money. And yeah, so that needs to put a spotlight as well as to, do we have well-trained law enforcement officials that can deal with, if needs be, do we have a special task force that deals with kidnapping in this country?
No, definitely, Alphas, we need to look into this, and we hope to hear from you from 12 and 12:55. But you go well, sir, and we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you very much, Sule. Good show.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And that was our presenter from 12 to 12:55, Brother Alphas Nkosi, and he does the news hour. You know, he mentioned with regards to kidnappings and taking care of oneself, you know, there's many du'as that one should read when asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. Surah Yusuf, verse 64. And then, you know, with the one, the du'a before reading, before leaving home, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And we mentioned it various times, and we've broken it down, that you put in your faith and tawakkal in Almighty Allah. You are leaving your home to earn your livelihood, and you are asking Almighty Allah to protect you. Give out a lot of sadaqah when you are going out. You know, anything can happen to anybody. We're not saying that it's not going to happen, but we should take our precaution. We should read Ayatul Kursi before we leave, and we should take the necessary precautions when leaving the home. You know, be vigilant when you check in your surroundings. Even when you are going to the ATM, for example, to withdraw money, one should also be vigilant, because even at that time, they can kidnap a person, demand money from the ransom, from the families. You know, we've heard many stories where the people had been kidnapped. The perfect example is our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai from KwaZulu-Natal. He was kidnapped for about 6 to 7 months, and alhamdulillah, he has returned home. He's returned home safe and sound, And we make dua, Allah Ta'ala protect our children and protect everybody when you're going out, that you will be under the protection of Almighty Allah. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a nasheed break. And when we return, we're going to be listening to Dr. Mufti Yusuf Abdul Rahman Mangera. And he is going to be telling us as to how to get the most out of this Ramadan. So inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. And when we return, we will listen to that clip.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on. Forgive me for everything I've done in the light, for everything I've done in the night that I thought wasn't wrong. But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side. Wrong in my life, and everything that wasn't right, going through life like a fool. Forgive me before the day comes when I die. I open up my eyes, now I'm trying to find, cause I've walked away. Came back for you. Don't take me away. To you, run to and you. I'll never let you go. You're the one that makes me smile, and you know, Allah. Standing in front of the perfect
And we're going to be listening to that clip by Mufti Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf Mangera. So this is the clip on how to get most out of the Ramadan.
Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم صدق الله العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends.
So dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, today our discussion is about Ramadan, since we've entered into the month of Ramadan for everybody pretty much. And today this program was actually supposed to be from Sweden, from Gothenburg in Sweden. So this is specially dedicated to our brothers in Sweden, Gothenburg and around. MashaAllah, I can see a few of them on the screen. we're just simultaneously broadcasting it on the Zamzam Academy link as well. So what we'll do is, inshallah, we'll speak for some time regarding Ramadan since we've entered into it. I want to speak about how to get a productive Ramadan and how to make the most of Ramadan, because I think that's very, very important for us to get the most out of this month. And then after that, if we've got some time, you know, we'll allow some question and answers related to Ramadan if anybody has any issues about Ramadan. So, mashallah, having said that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and we begin. See, alhamdulillah, many of us here have spent many, many Ramadans before. So it's not the first Ramadan that I'm assuming that many of us are spending. This is not our first Ramadan. We've spent many, many Ramadans before. So what am I going to say to us that's going to be any different or that's going to be anything new? Because, you know, we all know about Ramadan. MashaAllah, Muslims fast. And I mean, unless you're a convert who just recently converted or somebody who just recently started observing Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we've done many Ramadans before. So I think the focus of Ramadan is that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that, O people who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you just as it was prescribed upon the people before you, so that you can get taqwa, you can attain taqwa. Now, the way this is to be understood is that it's not just for the month of Ramadan that we change our schedule. There are certain things that we will have to just for Ramadan change our schedules for, because, you know, you don't get Taraweeh outside the month of Ramadan and you don't necessarily have to do Suhoor every day, you know, outside the month of Ramadan. So there will be some things which we're going to do specially for Ramadan, no doubt. But in terms of what we're trying to achieve from this, the major objective of Ramadan, which is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can gain God consciousness, that's a state that we're trying to gain. That's not something that you just do that, okay, you know, you're going to fast. Now, fasting is a cause for something. Fasting at the end of the day is a reason for something. There's an objective behind fasting, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, just one of them, which is so that you can gain taqwa, so that you can gain God-fearingness, God-consciousness. So that's the objective, is God-consciousness. So if we're going to observe Ramadan as some kind of ritual where we change our schedule in the time, in terms of when we wake up, when we eat, and so on, and then we don't gain the taqwa, then the objective isn't being realized. So how do we attain this objective? It's like when you've got a child and you tell, you know, we're trying to tell the children when they're young that you need to, for example, respect your elders. Now, obviously the point is you just don't do that when you are young. But the whole point of that training in the beginning, when you keep telling them that and you kind of inform them of that, advise them about that, is so that it becomes a state in them, so that if my parents told me that I must respect my elders from a young age, that should still be with me, because that should become my state as such. That should be who I am now. So likewise with the fasting, it's the same kind of thing. Ramadan, it's the same kind of thing. Allah makes these massive changes, not just for the 1 month. It's not that you're just on a holiday and you're going to really enjoy it for this month and we're going to give you all of this extra month. No, it's actually supposed to be something that develops us, and we get this development, this retreat. We're getting this retreat and this development every year so that we can keep pushing ourselves up. I think probably the most important, the easiest way to probably figure this out is the following. If we can look at ourselves and decide before Ramadan or going into Ramadan that what was the level of my Iman? What was the level of my Iman in the sense that if I'm to score my Iman from 1 to 10, right? You know, my faith level, if I'm to score it from 1 to 10, faith level means, you know, how regular I've been on my worships and devotion and thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Him and, you know, in reading my azkar and my litanies and observing my prayers and observing my behavior and avoiding sins and so on and so forth. Let's just say that somebody starts off at 5 out of 10. And that's how they go into Ramadan from. Need it all the time for pretty much the majority of people. They will increase in Ramadan from 5, they'll go up to a 6, a 7, 8. You know, if they're really lucky, they'll get to a 9 or they might even hit 10. If they really get into it, they do itikaf and everything, they will hit a higher number. Now, again, this is not just for 30 days that we do this for 30 days and then after that, as soon as we come out of Ramadan, as soon as we come out of Ramadan, everything turns back to normal as we were before, including the sins and everything else. Shaitan will actually want that. And it's been the experience of many, many, many people that once they finish Ramadan, they've been very observant during the month of Ramadan, abstinent in fact, of many things. They've abandoned many things and it's going wonderful. It's probably one of the best times of their life. And then suddenly, Shaitan comes out on the day of Eid, and then they finish their prayer, they go from Eid prayer, they go home, and in the evening sometime, in the afternoon sometime, they end up committing a major sin, right? That, subhanAllah, you know, that they've been avoiding all of this time, and they feel wrecked, they feel really messed up and despondent. And that's the thing, that Shaitan tries to make us despondent by playing with us in this way. That's why we need to be very, very careful. So the whole point of Ramadan is to actually gain a consciousness. Right, is to gain a consciousness. And what is it, exactly does taqwa mean? Taqwa essentially means that we're constantly conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. How much should we be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Literally as much as possible. If somebody can be conscious of Allah in every waking moment of their day, that when they're doing something, they're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what would He like me to do in this case? Right? Or I should just remember Allah, or I should just thank Allah. There's many ways to be God conscious and to remember Allah. So for example, if you're doing something and you attained a success in something, you say Alhamdulillah. Right? And if you saw something that is astonishing, say Subhanallah. Every time you do something, you make a dua, for example, or that you remember Allah in some way or the other. That's God consciousness. So that would obviously keep us away from sins as well. That would keep us away from wrongdoings as well. So for example, let's just say that you go outside and it starts raining. Okay, it starts raining, and or it starts to slightly drizzle. So you immediately make a dua. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Oh Allah, the rain should be around us and not upon us. This was one of the du'as that the Prophet ﷺ made once on the minbar when it started raining a lot, right? And inshallah, that dua would be accepted. At least you've conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've seen that, alhamdulillah, it's actually worked many times where the rain will actually stop, or the rain will not continue, and it won't be a downpour. If I'm biking from one place to the next, I need to get home, I need to get to teaching or something like that. You know, you don't want to be biking in the rain. I mean, that's really, really a miserable thing to do, right? Another one is, for example, I mean, it just happened yesterday. I felt a bit of a allergy coming on. And this has happened so many times, subhanAllah. I felt a bit of an allergy coming on while I'm fasting in the morning. Now what happens is that, for those with allergy should know that when you, if you start getting an allergy, you're supposed to take an antihistamine as soon as, you know, you feel the irritation in your nose. Otherwise, once the allergies kick in, then it takes 2-3 days and some heavy medicines to try to get rid of it. So when you're fasting, you can't take the medicine. So, I mean, whether you're fasting or not, to be honest, you read the dua. I just held my nose and read the dua. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al-ba's washfi anta shafi la shifa illa shifa'uka shifa'an la yughadiru saqaman. Basically calling out to Allah to say that you're the curer, you're the one who gives therapy, you're the one who gives the cure. There's no cure except your cure, so cure us. And alhamdulillah, I felt much, much better afterwards. Sometimes, you know, these are small, small issues that you can think about. You've had a little issue with somebody. You've had a little tiff with somebody, a little misunderstanding or whatever it is, or you feel that somebody might have taken something wrong, or you've taken something wrong from someone. Immediately you make a dua. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina. Oh Allah, reconcile between our hearts. Oh Allah, reform the affairs between us. And subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, I've seen that it benefits. It benefits. You can do this with your children, you can do this with your spouse. You know, when you may have a little issue with your wife, with your spouse, with your children, with your colleagues, with your friends, subhanAllah, you know, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, reconcile our hearts. These du'as are there for us to call unto Allah, and Allah ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. Allah says that, tell them, fa'inni qareeb. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Likewise, if you're getting sick or something like that, then again the same thing, you know, you call out Ya Shafi, Ishfini, that's another dua that you can add. Likewise, if you have to make a quick a quick decision about something and you're unsure what to do in a particular predicament or a situation, you read the dua of istikhara, the short one, Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li. I mean, you don't even have to read these same words. You can just call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, do this, because that's what you mean, consciousness of Allah. For example, let's just say another thing is that you have mashallah got a new car, or you've got a new property, or you've got a new jacket, or you have a new job or whatever, and every time it comes into your mind that, oh, I'm in my new job right now, right, alhamdulillah, I'm in my new job, or this job is bringing me much more money, or it's more comfortable, they're much more friendlier people, or I've got my new phone, oh, it's just so much better than my old one that used to have a cracked screen, for example. Or my jacket, look, it makes me look really nice. Somebody has just maybe praised you for your jacket or something like that. Now, mashallah, you've got that really nice, multicolored green, green top on, or whatever it is that you're wearing. So, what are you supposed to do then? Like, you're supposed to return it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what God conscious is. Like, at that moment, we remember, say, yes, alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to me. Like, that's what you think in your heart. Allah loves that when people remember Him. There's a hadith about...
Yes, my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, one should always make shukr to Almighty Allah, be it whatever calamity that you are going through, or whatever good that has been bestowed upon you. You must always say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. You make shukr to Almighty Allah for the ni'mats and the bounties that He has given you and given us. Some people are not fortunate to have some bounties or some ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Yes, we are all blessed with the bounty of sight, the bounty of hearing, the bounty of touch. But some people aren't so blessed to have these bounties, and we make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for them. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a break, and when we come back, we will be listening to another clip with regards to the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, if you want to send any messages, if you have any Ramadan messages as well, you can send it through on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When one is going to break iftar, and now is the time that we are going to break our fast as the sun has set. So this is the masnoon sunnah dua to read, as mentioned in Abu Dawood. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, laka sumtu, I kept the fast for you, for your love, your pleasure, O Almighty Allah. Wa ala rizqika, and on your sustenance and provision, aftartu, I break my fast. So when a person practices on one sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, imitate me immaculately, then yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven as well.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
يا الأرض يا رمضان
إن شاء الله سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں نماز پڑھ کے رب کو راضی کر لوں گا رمضان میں
إن شاء الله سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں
Ramzan, 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 Ramzan,
Allah ka ehsaan hai ata kiya ramzan hai
shukr e maula karte rehna momin ki pehchan hai
insha Allah saare roze
جنت کے دروازے کھلتے ہیں ماہ رمضان میں بخشش کے پروانے اٹھتے ہیں ماہ رمضان میں جنت کے دروازے کھلتے ہیں ماہ رمضان میں بخشش کے پروانے بٹتے ہیں ماہ رمضان میں میں بھی بخشش کا پروانہ پاؤں گا رمضان میں میں بھی بخشش کا پروانہ پاؤں گا رمضان میں
انشاءاللہ سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں
ہر بچے کی خواہش ہوتی ہے روزہ خوشائی کی کہتا ہے یہ ہر بچہ اب میری باری آئے گی ہر بچے کی خواہش ہوتی ہے روزہ خوشائی کی کہتا ہے یہ ہر بچہ اب میری باری آئے گی میں بھی روزے کی لذت کو پاؤں گا رمضان میں
نماز پڑھ کے اب فورا ذکر لوں گا رمضان میں انشاءاللہ سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں نماز پڑھ کے اب فورا ذکر لوں گا رمضان میں
دل میں روزے رکھ کر جو راتوں کو تراوی پڑھتا ہے مولا اس کے پچھلے سب جرموں کی بخشش کرتا ہے دن میں روزے رکھ کر جو راتوں کو تراوی پڑھتا ہے مولا اس کے پچھلے سب جرموں کی بخشش کرتا ہے اپنے گناہوں کی معافی کرواؤں گا رمضان میں اپنے گناہوں کی معافی کرواؤں گا رمضان میں اللہ کا احسان ہے عطا کیا رمضان ہے
شکر مولا کرتے رہنا مومن کی پہچان ہے
انشاءاللہ سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں نماز پڑھ کے اب فورا ذکر لوں گا رمضان میں انشاءاللہ سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں نماز پڑھ کے اب فورا ذکر لوں گا رمضان میں
جانے یا انجانے میں دل جس کا میں نے توڑا ہے روٹ کے مجھ سے جس بھائی نے اپنے رخ کو موڑا ہے جانے یا انجانے میں جس کا میں نے توڑا ہے روٹ کے مجھ سے جس بھائی نے اپنے رخ کو موڑا ہے معافی مانگ کے ان سب کو مناؤں گا رمضان میں معافی مانگ کے ان سب کو مناؤں گا رمضان میں
انشاءاللہ سارے روزے رکھوں گا رمضان میں نماز پڑھ کے اب فورا ذکر لوں گا رمضان میں
ماہ رمضان میں آقا بھرپور سفر فرماتے تھے ہر سائل کو بھر بھر کے سرکار عطا فرماتے
se puede que algo fuera así. Ramadan, Ramadan, Allah sabe lo de Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, se puede que algo fuera así. Ramadan, Ramadan,
जरूरत में फटे पुराने कपड़े बहने रहते हैं देख के होलिया जिनको सब दीवाना कहते रहते हैं
जो गुर्बत में फटे पुराने कपड़े पहने रहते हैं
देख के होलिया जिनको सब दीवाना कहते रहते हैं उन नादारों को कपड़ा पहनाऊंगा रमजान में उन नादारों को कपड़ा पहनाऊंगा रमजान में अल्लाह का एहसान है अता किया रमजान है
शुक्र मौला करते रहना मोमिन की पहचान है
इंशाअल्लाह सारे रोजे रखूंगा रमजान में नमाज पढ़ के अब फौराजी करूंगा रमजान में इंशाअल्लाह सारे रोजे रखूंगा रमजान में नमाज पढ़ के
आखिरी अशरे में जो भी कर लेता है एतिकाफ दो हज दो उम्रे का मिलता है उसको अजर व सवाब आखिरी अशरे में जो भी कर लेता है एतिकाफ दो हज दो उम्रे का मिलता है उसको अजर व सवाब सारी दुनिया वालों को बतलाऊंगा रमजान में सारी दुनिया वालों को बतलाऊंगा रमजान में
इंशाअल्लाह सारे रोजे रखूंगा रमजान में नमाज पढ़ के अब फौराजी करूंगा रमजान
And this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for participating. Inshallah, we're going to be giving you the rundown for the shows. From 11 to 12 will be the Bliss of Marriage with Mufti A.K. Hussain and Maulana Zaid Khan. Then 12 to 12:55 will be our brother Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 1:05 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah A'raf. 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Baqarah. 2 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the nasiha by Maulana Musa Akhudi. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30. Will be the repeat of the tafsir we'll hear from 1 to 1:30. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Dawood Sirat. So that's your lineup until 8 p.m. Inshallah, the programs will be followed or will be called out later during the show, the Bliss of Marriage, inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and I will leave you in the hands of Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and we will continue to listen to that. Lecture on how to prepare or how to get out of the most out of this Ramadan. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Whatever it is that you're wearing. So, what are you supposed to do then? Like, you're supposed to return it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what God conscious is. Like, at that point, we remember saying, yeah, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to me. Like, that's what you think in your heart. That's when people there's a hadith about somebody in hellfire, right? So he's in hellfire, he's being punished and everything, as many, many people are being punished in the hellfire. And suddenly he says to the guards there, he says that, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, didn't Allah promise that, you know, He would take me out after this, or that